There's nothing more satisfying than finding the perfect green paint for your living room. Except maybe popping open that can of Valspar Ultra and rolling that first smooth stroke on the wall. And there's nothing more satisfying than admiring your freshly painted wall.
Ooh.
Except maybe peeling off the painter's tape to see those crisp edges. But the most satisfying part of all? Valspar Ultra's price tag, starting at $29.98 a gallon. Affordable, durable, available at Lowe's. Price varies by sheen.
Today, we're going to be talking about the biggest difference between sports cards and fantasy football. That's right, guys. All the different variations of cards that you could potentially buy and the price points you could potentially buy them at. That is the most challenging aspect when trying to transition your fantasy football knowledge or sports betting knowledge to the sports card world. So we're going to start off with a softball. I'm going to help you guys out. This guy is one of the hottest risers. His counterpart from the draft class has also been going up now that he's on the Pittsburgh Steelers. That's right, guys. We're going to break down the top 10 cards to invest in, to buy, to flip. For flipping purposes, you can collect whatever you want. But for flipping purposes, you need to buy something that is desirable that you can then sell for a profit when that player spikes. So we're going to first break down the 2012 draft class and look at the top 10 sports cards to buy and flip from that draft class. Let's dig in. At number 10, we have 2012 Topps Magic. This is a base cardboard paper stock card, but it does have some nice short print and serial numbered cards within it. And also the base card from the set transacts quite a lot. As you can see, it's a very artistic rendition of the player. It does have the rookie card shield here in the bottom right. This rookie autograph variation also has a nice sticker autograph in the middle. It says Topps authentic autograph issue right there. Kirk Cousins does have some nice penmanship, by the way. You can see that the base Russell Wilson variations sell quite a bit regularly for $5. At his peak, they were $15 to $20 cards. From a PSA database standpoint, there's only 34 tens, but at an 82.93 raw to PSA 10 conversion rate for Kirk Cousins base Topps Magic. That currently resells for about $65. There has not been a transaction for a little bit, so there was a 9 that sold for $30 on March 9th, so you've got to think that that PSA 10, if there was one, is going to sell for about $75. And as you can see for Russell Wilson, again, we have a very high raw to PSA 10 conversion rate, which you absolutely love to see if you're buying raw cards in hopes to get 10s. The 10s on Russell Wilson with a population of 792 currently sell for an average of about $25, $25 to $30. So not much upside there in getting the 10s back, but maybe if he starts for the Pittsburgh Steelers this year, there's some upside there. It's a huge fan base with a lot of additional demand. And if you look at the most recent buy it now, there was a buy it now on March 23rd. Of $40. In fact, there's been 28 sales on this card in the past 6 months. This set has a very deep checklist and it has some nice short print autographed and other serial numbered cards like the rookie autograph here. This one from Andrew Luck. Considering the super low population for Kirk Cousins, you've got to think a lot of people are pre-grading these online with Kirk Cousins and buying them for less than $5 out the door. I think there's some nice upside there, which is why they're at number 10 on today's list. Next up at number 9, we have the 2012 Topps Chrome 1965 Tallboy insert. Now, it's important to recognize that there are only 35 cards in this short print insert, so Kirk Cousins is not on the checklist. There's only 35 players on the checklist. Your boy Russell Wilson with the Pittsburgh Steelers is on the checklist, which is why it's here at number 9. This is actually a pretty rare card if you look here back on Cardboard Connection. 1 out of 12 packs, when they used to give you the pack odds here, 1 out of 12 packs These are $500 hobby boxes, so in fact, this is a pretty rare card, even the base version. And so you can see the PSA 10 version is currently selling for $95, about $100 in a buy it now. But you could sometimes find that same exact card, depending on condition and photographs, etc., for just a dollar. Now, there is a refractor version as well, which these are actually serial numbered. As you can see on the back of the card here, serial numbered out of 50. And from looking at our data, you can see just the desirability. This only has a population of 170. And Russell Wilson has been a highly submitted guy. It's not super easy to get a PSA 10. As you can see, 47.35% grade rate here of raw to PSA 10. And the most recent buy it nows before that one you saw that occurred today, $65, $70. So there has been a solid increase in those cards. And then in the refractor version, you can see people do submit that to PSA when they do pull them. You have almost half of the entire population of the 50 submitted here. And it looks like the PSA 9 sells for $61. That was back in January 21st. That was in an auction. And a PSA 10 most recently, October 15th, someone got him a great deal of $121.50. So if you do come across these cards in the wild, understand that they are rare and they do hold some really nice value, long-term, short-term flip opportunity because they are desirable. Now, real quick, guys, if you're new here, welcome to the Football Card Quest, part of the NoOffSeason.com Sports Card Network. My name is Andy. We're 100% dedicated to football cards, research, and selling tips, pulling everything we love from fantasy football and NFL sports betting with the football card market. So make sure you subscribe, stay tuned. Hey, guys, and if you want access to that web app where I show the raw card conversion rate and the charts up and down, all the historical price data, plus the buy it now and best offer and our world famous hype index. Guys, definitely want to check out our website, footballcardquest.com. We have a little Go Premium button. For as low as $6 per month, you can access this web app. All right, now, guys, back to the action. Next up, we have 2012 Panini Elite. Today, this is what is considered Donruss Elite. But here we have a nice set. I have it ranked at number 8 because you have this big rookie text at the top left. You also have some just nice plain aesthetics in the background. You have some serial number cards. You also have some autograph cards. You have hobby boxes for this set selling at just $115. The rookie base set checklist includes all serial numbered out of $9.99 or less and 4 per hobby box. So you can see out of the massive 200 rookie checklist, Russell Wilson is in here out of 799 copies. And Kirk Cousins is in here out of 999 copy. There's a couple serial number die cuts that are both pretty rare. The rookie aspirations die cut and the rookie status die cut. Auto out of 24. Kirk Cousins is in here out of serial numbered out of 8. Some decent patch cards like the rookie hard hats. Signatures. Kirk Cousins is in there out of 199. Needless to say, the turn of the century rookie signatures as well. Rookie autographs. Out of 199, those are also very desirable. Good cards to invest in. Why we have it here at number 8, the turn of the century auto PSA 10 recently sold for $210 in a buy it now. You also have somewhat of a silver prism refractor over the top of the card. Now, this is not a chrome finished card like Prism or Topps Chrome, which may be later in this video. This is a cardboard card that has a foil finish to it. But as you can see, it does have a nice foil finish over the front. The last PSA 10 closed an auction on 32 bids last August for $110. Very low pop to the card of just 57. Only the one sale here on the base, Russell Wilson, which as I just showed you guys is serial numbered out of 799. Fairly good raw to PSA 10 conversion rate. So know that when you're looking at the raw cards like this one here for Kirk Cousins and seeing that it has that serial number right on the front and the fact that this picture here is suboptimal, you know, it's inside a case. This is going to take away from the potential resale value that you could get as a seller. But if you're on the buying end, which is what we're talking about in this video, then this is fantastic. So you can see here in this CSG 9.5. Guys, which by the way, you guys can get this re-slab, re-holdered from CGC now with their new holder, their new label and everything for just a couple dollars. And potentially get that back as a 10 or a gold label pristine 10. And here on the Football Card Crush, we are officially sponsored by CGC Cards. They are the perfect place to slab your favorite football cards. From their crystal clear holders to their affordable pricing, CGC Cards is the perfect stop for your grading. So go to cgccards.com to start grading today. All right, next up at number 7, we have Bowman Sterling. I really like this set. We have a chrome finish card here, which, as you can see, has a almost like a matte color, a flat color finish to it. So it is susceptible to surface issues. We'll look at the grade rates here in a second. But let's focus on some of the assets of the card. Yeah, pro uniforms, action poses, very clean, like professional look. You do have that RC Shield rookie card logo. That is important. You have a much smaller checklist to this set. All right, guys, and we're going to look at some of them in it. Of course, the rookie autograph variations are going to be incredibly rare and desirable, popular to get. Look at that rookie card shield at the top right. This one has a gold chrome finish to it, serial numbered 10 out of 25. Got the sticker autograph, that wonderful Kirk Cousins penmanship again, and a very simple, classy finish to it. The back of the card has a nice little excerpt and stats on it. We'll tell you at the top if it's a short print of any kind. Hobby boxes for this set are approximately $600, $580 estimation on cardboardconnection.com. As you can see, the cards get very rare very quickly. If you're looking at the parallels, they go from 99 down to 1 for the printing plate or the superfractor. And you do have both Russell Wilson and Kirk Cousins. Among others, this is a 100-player checklist. So much smaller than the other checklists that we've looked at thus far. Not a whole lot of sales for Kirk Cousins over the past year. In fact, there's only one in auction last June. That's because there's only 6 PSA 10s in the database. So surely not going to be any CGC, very few BGS or SGC as well. You can see there was one sale on a PSA 9 September 22nd for $1,550. So in fact, the card's quite rare. The gold refractor has had zero sales over the past year, but it does have an 80% raw to PSA 10 conversion rate, as noted by the only 5 cards that have been submitted. Now for Russell Wilson, we have a much higher population, but still a small sample size overall. There's only been a little bit over 100 cards submitted from Russell Wilson, and it's been about a 50-50, 45% conversion rate of raw to PSA 10, 46 for raw to PSA 9. You see the 9 sold October 15th for $30. The latest PSA 10 transaction, buy it now, was $76 right at when the news broke. You can see an auction there of 66. And those base cards selling right now for just a couple dollars, which is why I've got this set here at number 7. It is desirable, especially some of the RPAs and other serial number cards from there. But even the base cards from the set, quite rare. So you can see they sell just fine in buy it nows off the news. Like, people actually like this set. Here's one of the fairly new CSG labels, which is actually now CGC. So you can actually get this label even upgraded to CGC, but that's pretty much what the new labels look like there. That's a great evidence and sold data for you there. $50 buy it now on March 11th. Next up, we have at number 6, Topps Finest, and specifically the Topps Finest Refractor here. This one sold just a few days ago for $8.50 on Kirk Cousins. Let's take a look at this card. You got a nice action pose here. Got a pretty cool design with the lines going from the name and the logo, team logo on the card, out to the side. This is a chrome stock, chrome finish card. You have that nice little rookie card shield logo at the bottom right. They do have colored parallels that get quite rare. As you can see, this red out of 25, SGC 9.5, that just sold for $375 for Russell Wilson over a week ago. There's a BGS 9 of the Russell Wilson Finest Refractor for $45. Buy it now. So you can see here's another raw Finest Refractor Russell Wilson selling in a buy it now. Great indication of the desirability and the demand for this card. Here's the base finest, the base finest, selling for just $10 on COMC. So if we look for Kirk Cousins, his finest refractor is the most submitted out of all the top's finest cards for him. And it actually has a 60.8% raw to PSA 10 conversion rate. And there's been 3 sales on it in the past year, 2 on the 9. And that's only a population 14, so very small sample size. But look at the most recent auction on January 21st, $84. And that was up from $51 on October 14th and a buy it now last summer for 6th. The base finest for Kirk Cousins has just at a 50% raw to PSA 10 conversion rate. But we only have 4 sales. There's only 17 10s, 14 9s. Those 17 10s are hiding out there somewhere. The 9s still selling for about $30. So it makes sense definitely to swing the bat on converting some raw cards to PSA 10s or even CGC 10s of this base finest for Kirk Cousins. Now, when it comes to Russell Wilson, he's got quite a few more submitted like we've seen on the other cards. So just looking at the base, terrible raw to PSA 10 conversion rate here. Only 16.9% of the raw cards have been converted to 10s. 60% of them have been converted from raw to PSA 9s, and the other 22% have been converted to PSA 8s. So that places even more desirability on the 10s. And as you can see here, someone got an absolute steal of a deal on February 15th for $32, which then spiked up to $89 in a buy it now on March 5th. And then March 13th, another buy it now seller taking just $58, leaving profit out there on the table when the raw ones are selling on COMC for $10. And the refractor versions, I mean, those get about 10x the value, as you can see here in this recent transaction from March 20th of an auction, PSA 10 finest refractor. And that's ultimately why we've got it here at number 6. Very popular card, especially in the refractor format. We see that card transacting a lot. When player spikes, you definitely want to be holding one of these. I think it makes a lot of sense to be holding one for Kirk Cousins for that price range under 15 to 20 bucks. Beautiful, beautiful one here that was bought just a couple weeks ago for $16. And there was another one that closed an auction just 3 days ago for $8.50. So keep that in mind when you're looking for those finest refractor auctions. You got the colored parallels. You got the base. They all make sense depending on your approach with it. One hobby tip, point to note here. If you see something like this, this is a scan. This is still the silver prism refractor chrome finish, but this is what it looks like in a scan version here. It just is going to look like a light silver color, okay? And if you buy this on COMC, most times you want to reprocess as elite. Here's what the base card looks like. This also looks to be a scan, so you can see how it's a dark metallic finish around the outside of the player versus a light metallic finish. The dark metallic finish is the base. The light is the refractor. Next up, we've got the 2012 Topps Chrome Red Zone Rookie Refractor. Guys, if you can find this card out there in the wild, I don't know. It could be maybe even higher on this list. We've got it at number 5. It's not a very common card, but it is very desirable, very popular. You can see the background almost looks like a Super Bowl ring here. It's got that nice little rookie card shield, something in common. We like that a lot. It's got rookies at the top of this Red Zone Rookies with like a futuristic text font. Very simple, but very flashy at the same time. Chrome stock, chrome finish card. You only pulled one of these out of every 24 packs. And just to refresh your memory, or in case I didn't mention earlier in the video, these hobby boxes for 2012 Topps Chrome sell for $500 a pop. Not a very large checklist on these either. Kirk Cousins is not in this, unfortunately. You can, however, get Ryan Tannehill. My point in highlighting these is the fact of their scarcity. And the fact, as you see here, this Red Zone Rookie Refractor just sold for Russell Wilson just a couple weeks ago for $15.28 in a buy it now. $15 in a buy it now, March 11th. And a lot of people do not realize how rare this card actually is. February 28th. Can get as low as just a few dollars. So if you can find one in the wild, absolutely want to pick that up. It's one of those cards that's gone up quite a bit since the news of Russell Wilson signing with the Steelers. As you can see here, this card was actually selling like hotcakes in buy it now. It's right around the time the news was leaked. As you can see, buy it now, March 4th, 88, 85, March 10th, $100, March 11th. Look at that climb. And that was over auctions in November, December of around $50. $51 buy it now, November 21st, all the way up to $100. That's a really nice increase. And if you kind of rule out that one right there, March 10th, you had an $80 PSA 9 buy it now. You had a $20 buy it now December 30th. People are buying this card now pretty much all year long. It has a decent amount of transactions, 7 for only 171 pop report on PSA for the 10s, 55% raw to PSA 10 conversion. And that's why the Red Zone Rookie Refractor is at number 5. At number 4, we have 2012 Topps Platinum. I think this is somewhat of an undervalued set, but when you look at the sold data, you find out that it's being bought and sold quite a bit, guys, which is why it's here at number 4. 2012 Topps Platinum. You can see it's almost got like a Topps Magic type of player image on it. But once again, very classy, simple background. You have a chrome stock, chrome card here. And I'm specifically wanting you guys to focus on the, or recommending you guys focus on the refractor and X-fractor variation. As you can see, there's the most sold data on the refractor and the X-fractor variations. And they're going to go for that sweet spot. You have a buy it now April 6th, just 2 days ago, for $10 on the X-Fractor. Or the orange refractor here, BGS 9, $550. The base, just a couple bucks. The same thing goes for Russell Wilson. The X-Fractor seems to be the sweetest spot. But the refractor, the other serial numbered versions are very nice as well. You can see they kind of go for the similar price point there, around $10 raw. But in PSA 10 condition, here you have a sold from April 5th at $95. They also have some nice rookie patch autos in that set. The hobby boxes for this set are only $39. Here's, you can see this listing from Golden Hill Pawn Shop, Connecticut. $39. And you get 5 packs of Topps Platinum plus 1 exclusive chrome refractor card, 1 hobby pack of Topps Platinum. So just to reiterate, that's 5 packs of Topps football and 1 hobby pack of Topps Platinum football. The rookie checklist is pretty small, but both Kirk Cousins and Russell Wilson is on this. The orange refractor, as you can see, is non-serial numbers from the retail only boxes, which is why it sells for about the same as the X-Fractor and the refractor. The variations are pretty low. So if you can find a black or blue or gold, these are going to be quite rare. But as you can see in our data, in our Keep 'em web app here, there's quite a few transactions. We got a lot of sold data. We've also got some really nice increases recently on Russell Wilson's PSA 10 X-Fractor from the Topps Platinum, like we're talking about. You have almost a 50% raw to PSA 10 conversion rate. Look at that spike there on March 14th. This card will get up to PSA 10, 125. And the previous buy now before that was 55. So you can see the jump there from the news. And that's what you want to see. 55 to 125. That's some nice profit right there. That also leaves you with plenty of wiggle room to get the raw ones and get them graded. I mean, look at this from the news here. You had a $60 buy it now on March 11th, 352. But just late, a few days later, you had 114 buy it now on that same Topps Platinum X-Fractor PSA 10 from Kirk Cousins. This one has a 65% raw to PSA 10 conversion rate, population of just 81. So there's very few listings out there of it. You can see before the news, this card was selling for about 40, 50 bucks. Now this card's selling for over $100, the last one, 115. So the next one that goes is gonna be in that range, guys. Number 3, which could be at number 1, but we're gonna let the data speak for itself here. And this one could be at number 1, but it's very good. It's Contenders 2012 Panini Contenders Rookie Ticket Autos, guys. Got that deep ticket theme. Got the big chrome rookie ticket text. Now, this is a cardboard cardstock card. So there are definitely some edge and corner issues with this card, especially with the current age. We do have sticker autos here for Kirk Cousins, but we're going to look at the checklist. The hobby boxes sell for about $508. You can see they're known for their deep checklist on the rookie ticket autos. As we're looking here, there's also a few parallels, like the playoff ticket, the 20th edition cracked ice, which is going to be insanely rare and incredibly valuable and desirable, championship ticket plates. Guys, all the rookie ticket autos, incredibly desirable, very, very, very good card to hold for any of these players on this checklist. The Russell Wilson variations, if I could say that, are on card rookie autos here, and they still sell for quite the pretty penny. SGC 8.5, probably best comparable to Raw that you will find, $267.50 back on March 15th. There's one of those cracked ice, just one of the sickest chase cards you will find in the hobby for any year. 2012, no exception. The BGS 9.5 that sold February 12th, 728. That guy holding that card right now is sitting on a nice little gold mine now after the news, Kirk Cousins to the Falcons. So let's just put this into perspective here. We have a February 12th auction of a BGS 9.5. What the BGS considers Gym Mint, Gym Plus. And then you have a buy it now March 12th of $140 for a Raw card. So in fact, you have some sold data here. You have a little bit of population data on the Kirk Cousins contenders. Slightly less than 50% Raw to PSA 10 conversion. Not too bad. Only about 21 cards submitted. You know, it's a very, very low pop. It's hard to find data on it, you know, looking at the 10 to 9. The two hands on ball autograph, this is going to be your most common variation. We have, looks like almost 100 submitted. You have a 39 population on the 10, so it's about 50% conversion rate. So, yes, it's not quite 100. I mean, we're talking about 78 submitted, actually. So, 45% Raw to PSA 9. The latest PSA 9 sold March 27th for almost $200. And we just haven't had any sales on the 10 since August of last year. But that buy it now was $475. So the next 10 is going to go for probably, I mean, $500-$600 type range. Maybe more like $750. Honestly, I wouldn't be taking any lowball offers. Yeah, it's probably around $750, $900 if I had to take a more educated guess there. Just post-news now. Obviously, these are a lot harder to get, but you can look here from the Russell Wilson. If you have one and your player spikes, you're just sitting in such a good spot. This Russell Wilson, you had to buy it now Friday, March 15th of $500 for the PSA 10 rookie ticket auto Russell Wilson, and then March 26th, that went up to $800. You know, post news. So that's a really nice spike and be able to capitalize on that. And then you have an auction close at 6:10 March 27th. So still a nice increase there. The low, the yearly low, November 19th, no surprise. And that was a $400 auction. So theoretically, I was able to realize a double up. Somebody was able to realize a double up there from that yearly low to the yearly high there. It's unfortunate. That's another Probstein auction. That's a lot of bids. That one kind of looks like it may have been shilled up a little bit November 20th. We're going to disregard that and look at this March 26th here. This buy it now of $800. Number two is going to be Prizm. Now, this is the first year, technically, that Panini Prizm manufactured its football cards. And so you have a very iconic design. See the raw cards selling regularly all the time. Ton of transactions for this card. Around five bucks, actually. I mean, not too bad. Now, if you were to happen to find a Prizm variation of this card, it's going to be incredibly rare. So hold on to that. You're going to be way more selective with that. For Russell Wilson, we do have two variations. You can see here, this is considered the towel down. That is the base variation. And then the short print variation is the towel up variation, where he's going for a pass versus running. You can look at it like that as well, to give you guys an idea. There's a silver one. There's a silver. Now, this is a true short print. Hobby boxes for this set selling for $1,800. You have 20 packs, 6 cards per pack. That's 120 cards. And you get 2 autographs per box. You're anticipated to get 1 rookie per pack with a 100-player rookie checklist. So it's pretty deep. Now, if you were looking for the rookie variations, the base photo variations, the short print, Russell Wilson had one, Ryan Tannehill had one, amongst a few other players. Kirk Cousins is not one of those. Now, the base autograph checklist is Prism out of 99 or less, or a Black Finite 1/1. Obviously, incredibly rare. They have the serial numbers here for each player. Kirk Cousins is serial numbered out of 499, and Russell Wilson's out of 250. So it's pretty straightforward. The cards out of the set you want to chase for Kirk Cousins, you can see that the rookie auto, PSA 10, current trend about $270. And the trend for the base one, about $75, up 11% over the past 6 months. Let's look at that change from pre to post news. You had $70 auction, $64 auction, $45 auction, January 14th. But you never know. Like, look, $80 buy now, December 2nd. You know, just less than a month after a $53 auction. This card only has a population of 43. And it's a pretty low raw to PSA 10 conversion rate. This card does not gem mint very easily, guys. And then post news, you have $90 here on the buy it now. And it could have potentially been a little bit better. The PSA 9's kind of a dime a dozen. You got a little bit higher, only 79 of those, but still, it's the PSA 10s that folks are really after on this Prism. The rookie auto has a little bit higher, as you can see. A lot of those submitted, I say a lot, I mean, compared to some of the scarcity we've looked at, when you're talking about just under 50 here, about 40, 41 to be exact, submitted of his Prism rookie auto. We know it's serial numbered out of 499. You can see that spiked up, buy it now March 3rd for $230 to $305. Just March 23rd. Now we're looking at the Russell Wilson Prism data here. 20% increase. The peak for this card at one point, back when Russell Wilson's market was a booming, when he signed with the Denver Broncos. Before that whole thing fell off the tracks. This is almost a $1,000 card for Russ. But look at the low. $95, the lowest low of January 30th of $67, to then post news free agency, we got $200. So very nice increase. You can see the demand, 48 sales in the past year. This car's transacted a lot. It's bought a lot. Even looking at the buy it now, you had a $200 buy it now, Tuesday, March 12th. That's post news, guys. So it's big time. Buy it now demand. It's what you want to see. Even the 9s on this thing, doesn't have any buy it now data on the 9s. Shrink in here. We have pretty good sold data from this card. It has a 55% raw to PSA 10 conversion rate and a lot of transactions, which is why the 2012 Prism is the number 2 card on our list. The only card that's transacted more than the Prism in the past year for these guys is the Topps Chrome. And we're talking about the Refractor, the X-Fractor Topps Chrome, the Rookie Auto Topps Chrome. Look at that beautiful X-Fractor here. April 7th, raw auction of Russell Wilson for $30. The same thing goes, though. This card sells like hotcakes all year long for both Kirk and Russell Wilson. And anybody else from 2012 that you want to buy and flip, a lot of variations of this card we'll look at. So you can see we're sorting by total sales here in the past 180 days. You've got the Topps Chrome stands in the background. You've got the Topps Chrome. I encourage you guys to come check out cardboardconnection.com. It's a great resource. They kind of give you a deep dive into, look at all the articles they've got written about 2012 Topps Chrome, whether it's the redemption cards, whether it's the Blue Wave Refractors checklist, whether it's the Variation Short Prints Gallery and Guide, the entire checklist set info, Hobby Box is $500. So you can see Kirk Cousins included in the base set checklist, which also comes in these parallels, Refractor, X-Fractor, Orange, Camo out of $4.99, Purple out of $4.99, Pink out of $3.99, Prism, one per box Hobby. And that's why the standard refractor, guys, is more rare than the X-Fractor. So we're looking at the Topps Chrome. You can see the camo. You can see the Prism refractor here. This is the one that's been up the most recently. So you put this one up there next to the X-Fractor. I like the X-Fractor. And that's actually, it looks like a mislisted item. You can see the X-Fractor. And I think that's just a, yeah, they labeled it as an X-Fractor. This is a bad photo because it sure doesn't look like an X-Fractor in that photo. Maybe that's why it only sold for $62, because the previous buy now, January 26th for the PSA 10 X-Fractor, Kirk Cousins, is a $100 buy now. I mean, almost 60% raw to PSA 10 conversion rate. Let's look at that Prism refractor, though. You see how much lower that population? And look at that, $239 buy it now on March 22nd. On March 22nd. In fact, the card's serial numbered out of 206 previous transactions on that card, Jan 7th, $71 auction, $81 auction, April 7th. That was a snipe. That was a snipe someone took advantage of as the news has cooled off. You saw the buy it now upside for that card. It's pretty tremendous. And then just the base Topps Chrome. I mean, I know we've only got 139. It's a very popular card for Kirk. Very popular card for Kirk. Including an $80 buy it now on the new spike. And yes, it's cooled back off an auction, which I think makes it a buy, man. Russell Wilson. You're looking at those variations. I think this one could be merged into this one, but I'd do more research. You gotta use Cardboard Connection. Look at those variations. This PSA 10 for him, currently $90, so only slightly ahead of the Kirk. But see how many more transactions. 90 sales in the past 6 months. 168 sales in the past year. Only a 34% raw to PSA 10 conversion rate. Not very good, but the card has transacted a ton. The X-Fractor, healthy population report here. Several hundred, what, 234 plus 153 and 30. It's going to be 180 plus 230. I mean, you're looking at about 400 submitted. Only 36% of them come back as 10. At about $160 to $190 buy it now recently. Shows you, I mean, look at all those buy it nows. That Topps Chrome X-Fractor, number one on this list. The Topps Chrome, I mean, just super popular. You've got the rookie autographs for Russell Wilson, up 17% from the news. All right, guys, I hope you enjoyed that deep dive on 2012 top 10. Let me know which ones I missed. Which card was not on the top 10 that you think I should have had there? Let me know in the comment section below. I'll catch you guys in that next video. Peace.